When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The 11 to 1 show.
Everybody is Kung Fu fighting. Yes, Kung Fu Panda 4 is hitting cinemas, and we have an exclusive with the star, Jack Black, on the way after Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams, run to you at LMFM's 11 to 1. We're not running, we're Kung Fu fighting.
Everybody was Kung Fu fighting.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited about this. Big, big fan of the Kung Fu Panda franchise. And not just because, you know, I have kids. I think, you know that. You know what it is? The animated films are the best. That's what I'm going to say right now. And Kung Fu Panda 4, I'm all for it. Big, big fan of Jack Black. Coming back, kicking his way back into cinemas this week. And our man Crossy, the guy that gets all the cool jobs, he caught up with Jack Black and he asked him, first of all, I suppose, you know, like, it's the feel-good movie of the year. It really, really is. And this is what Mr. Jack Black had to say about all of that.
I feel exactly the same. I smiled the whole way through when I wasn't laughing out loud. I loved it. And I was looking around, I was like, is everyone seeing what I'm seeing? I think we got a little masterpiece on our hands. I'm not objective, so I don't know if I trust myself, but I was loving it.
There you go. He's definitely endorsing it. And the other thing that has been doing the rounds about this movie is Jack and Kyle from Tenacious D have done a cover version of Britney Spears' Hit Me One More Time, and it is absolutely just brilliant. So they talk a little bit as well about that viral moment.
I mean, I loved doing that song, and that little post is just like 10 seconds of it. It's not that much, but it was me and Kyle just trying to think of a way that we could tease it, like let people know something's coming. There's going to be a little Britney coming from Tenacious D. So we just busted out a little dance move in the hotel room, put the camera up just like Britney does on her social media posts. You want to get that angle where the phone is up like a few feet above you, looking down on you dancing. And me and Cage just cut a rug, let the music move us. And the rest is history. We posted it on the internet. I've never gotten that many views on anything. It was kind of mind-blowing. But it's a testament to the love of Britney. That's
yes.
What it really is.
Oh, it really is. What a legend. It's absolutely brilliant. I highly recommend you check that out. If you want a bit of laughter in your day, Jack Black and Kyle rocking it out to Britney Hit Me One More Time. Now, in animation studios, a lot of the time they kind of don't, you know, they're not in the same booth or in the same room when this is being shot. So they can, you know, they're doing their own lines in their own studios and all that kind of stuff. And they talked to they've got some great co-hosts joining them this year as well. So they had a little chat about the co-hosts and about that experience.
I understand why the filmmakers need to have us in isolation and separate. But if there was a way to connect the schedules and for us all to do like one reading of the whole script together, I would get a lot from that because I love our cast. It'd be fun just to hang out with them a little more, you know? I'd love to be in the same room as Bryan Cranston and Viola Davis and all the rest.
Yeah, that's the nature of it, though. That is the nature of it. And actually, when you look at the behind the scenes, that's actually very funny as well. When you look at behind the scenes of actors in studio booths acting out animated stuff, it's brilliant. Actually, Bradley Cooper doing the raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy is just brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. The way his whole body kind of morphs as he's doing the voice. It's a skill in itself. Voice acting, it really is. But Kung Fu Panda's smashing its way into cinemas this very Friday. And thank you so much, Thomas Cross, for that excellent interview with Jack Black. There's Adele with Hello. We're going to say Dia Gwitch now because it's Gaelga Lekela with Aoife Mullins. It's on the way.
The 11 to 1 show.
Díomh agus fáilte riamh ar ais chuig an mír Gaelga Lekela. Maras ná, tá Aoife ní mhaol an seo chun labhairt libh. And air on episode Derenach, if we made a kind of we shocked in a gale got August Gockrod of in La La Fela Podrick. August Osuligum Gervine to Usad Osna Nahana Concha. August Folklore Nua. August Kegwil shocked in a gale got heart. Tosuligum Gwil to Fos Egyen of Erocht on Gaelga at Usad. Thought there shocked in a father Ella in on Yiv Nish Martha on Koshklin. August Tommy Gulair air Bish Yoimid. Ryan Frazi knew a inu August Baymead a kind fui nosna. Ifa Falterot, can I start you?
Hi Sinead, Tom Gabra, Gurm Milamaga, Tomig Tnugamorlesh on Kosk.
Oh, sha, sha, it's bralum on Shock Lodge. You know what I mean? Like too much, Ifa.
Sha, well, it's bralaga than a Shock Lodge. August Fina Ivica, Koska, Snashopi, on Lua, Emlina Chapum, Dirok.
Yes.
If you should sit up in it and a cream eggs, so it's worth so gawk blain, tosha egg, I reckon he's like
oh, sha, an ish, Todd, Kyan Wan, Kyanig, McKyan Wan, then a posty, August Shinee, like, then I need to be more prepared.
Well, being Shay Jacker, it's Quivin Lum, Kupla, Blino Hainer, Bajor, and Blino. Gotcha, come on. August dog me a on day knock in our era, August Huma Gadina shop shoppy August near ain like if oh. If a Koska air in a shelf and a oh. Gokrod Imaha so being she jacker. So before the gok then a Dolig shop door is one will if a Koska August gafull.
Oh yes, definitely. Now before we talk about Easter Tán Gaelga Sanuach the Rish.
Sha well Maris gonna Tán Gaelga Sanuach the Rish shucks few in Yevi me egg. A vacant air alt vi meglev alt air turish.ie August vi she a kind of we na anamnica guelga August anamnica guelga eg irignis kuchinta so shin jas ekol August galore anamnica nua a galore anamnica guelga kama so vi shin inta jas ekol August few one beder harlar todini eg irig na guelga a uso August an changa chomad. Bio so ona figure thor fall evan brief big statue of be oshin fion tai gleam all the August Killian so galore the jazz sucks be more kind to we Killian Murphy
yes
on Jack the Chicago August Bajor come nismo bookly let an Adam Killian and Imlina August would be Jehogan Thurish on Bua of the Killian Egna Oscars gan Eriser be beise a gairig beidir níos cuchinta ach sin cairndan an cael atá is tó cuchinta the bookly a ruga an blian chacacha agus ne an ruga do Kalini tó Eva agus Fia agus rádi mar sin tó siad sin a gairig níos cuchinta cuma.
It's great to see. It's great to see people keeping the Irish name. And that was something for us as parents was really important to have Irish names. So we have therein August Killian in Moyock. Yeah, yeah. So
August Tufain, Sinead.
Yes, oh yes, of course.
August being to Shin Jass, August, like, when I'm well to Shin Jain to August Gafol, if you want, they were thought to egg vacant air in a Hanamaka, August Dull, better egg stud air, August egg Valum, Cadis Breelish in a Hanamaka, August few one the and with a look at a Vimar kind we show a couple episode of him so an arch and a will to win a coney one will to air olis one of the air olis and cod a carvas on a chin I chalked to Erlina August be egg better fist through an investigating carvas a dog and Antana Martoshe jazz August Toshe quid they're neither better August their culture August Tommy jig a comad ishin bio so it's Ruth Jassig on Irish about August it's broad him the Hanukkah Shin Darren August Killian
Mary Dorothy Hannah ta on Cosk Lynn Tommy's Galair Erbish on will two raid on Cosk
well yeah Shato Tommy right ta on Cosk Lynn like Capham Neil Rutherby Nies Jashin Arira no you know Kupla Law Sarah Hogal Shaklod Eha Kosa Koronirja Tosh Ain't now so I'm going to make fiasco Aaron I'm sure she's not on the road
oh yeah
Martoshe Tajima or Gokdida or Vijay, you know, Figjamakan in Yog Gokmajin, I guess I say Kurboshi. August Durkadus, Marshain, Mar is to on Kosk Fitchafuchi let on Tarak, August Rodi Marshain, August this brawl and vet like the Korhan and Tarak and their Tarak Ling, August, you know, Oon Safark, Nitna Blebini, August. Na blóth na jasa bhí daffodil dé agin an teachtain se chatte agus nó tá sé iontach na tulipí agus lús na chrumcíín agus ruí mar sinna eáil sna páircena an na dahanana go léir ach nuairtá sé dúircha agus mar dúirtá sa floc tá sé déach ach tá súla agin go mbeidh sé níos fiar agus go mbeidh muidábalta sult a bhaint as an chósc ach gan áras ar bith tá sé jasa agus tá Scolan na dúnta tá daine ag tógáil sos agus is brálam an am sin den bliain.
Nó inis dom fwy nósana eile a bhan in leis an cosc?
Sia, so tá méidir caint fwy efo'ca cosca gan eras ar beth, so is nós jas é sin efo'ca cosca a chianoc agus a hort do daine da clán a da cairg agus rádi mar sin agus bidir sin rod a bhan in leis an cosc in a rire that indulgence agus mil sioga agus tá sé jazz agus fiú anar tá tú ar na man so sílta tá daoine ag caint fai mil siog jazz atá si ag déana agus ag úsáid beidir na mini eggs agus na cream eggs agus rádi mar sin so tá smuín si jazz agus beidir go mic me ag bunt trí las cúpla cain nair tá me sér ag an deir seach na fada ach e dona daoine óga beidir tóriach na cosca so tá sé cuchinti tá fod na tíra bidr gohor bidr na skolina in monskol fi to kufni orm ag jenev toriok leis na dalti agus na posti oga is bunn siid ansalt a sin so ta na ivaka ivolok agus bidr gwed tu obatha eishon a jenev sa chak sa gordin agus rodi mar sin no urinta bein agriokti agus klubina ag jenev kaun ag na lindar sakna na koska kama so sin rod jas toriok na koska to spree a bunch le show come on August mona will better than if a shock lodge August mona will to obl the ish in a no moto to better a gearig moto a go on shock lodge August August to egg lurg spleen of Ella better obl the better if a britcha a yenip so na hivaka gno hivaka everig sakishtin August eid It's malam eid the paint all against Rodimer Shin, so eid the Machu, Oxen Shin, eid the Hurry Volux, it's a gorging, no sachak, August Mar Jeremy is Rod Jasse, show August Totu Obathan Shin, Kishon, no Rod, a Hyanok, no at all, no Yenov, August Nevaka, a curse jack, so Rod Shin, so it's Rod Jass, Ogs Clihe Jass in a rear abeder. Clihe Jass.
Yeah, Clihe Jass le on, you know, when the, on Amshire. Egg kerboshti toshi on clear jazz.
Sha. August like Jeremy fui na kishon, August fui better egg mashu na hivaka, August egg paint all. So ruddy simply in arera. Ak to ruddy in akach, capum gwil, she intok on erok the again galore daily. Akner tatu egg jimon chimpan hodge and shul three srogena, August ton and mashukon galair. Ain't touch us. August mar dirt me hana toshe dirk in her ear in Iblina la couple shocked in a new so she toshe jazz piece a da echol okay toshe comorle no look really in her ear August yeah hauna go will galore dini agmashu a tia August say toshe jazz echol so few one by their cron a vessa chak August motu what thought you able to be your twig no like ni go Cron cosúla cronolog at all ac beidr rod biog toshe jas eisin beidr a false guardian or the machine a curse jack sa siomar si agus na hivaka a curart so beidr obalta iad a chianoc no mar jeremy iad a yenif sa chak fein agus sin rod jas gohor beidr gona dona dalti agus na the poshti ato na lehen the sira on skull ilohar
yeah and I've seen that I've seen people decorate Easter trees in the house they are really really nice well if a girl meal in mahagot august bianactin the casca earth
august shenade bantin the casca earth
Oh, I've loved it. I've loved, you know, my little trip down memory lane to learn Irish again. It's been really, really lovely. And I know that Aoife is going to continue with Gaeilge le Chéile. And if you want to brush up on your cupola focal, you can check it out in the podcast. Now, getting back to the music, here's Lewis Capaldi. You and I are strangers all over again. Lewis Capaldi with Strangers on LMFM's 11 to 1. Now, my next guest has a real knack for beautiful storytelling in her songs, and she's going to be performing in Antón Arts Centre for a very special gig tonight. We're going to meet a singer-songwriter, Sophie Coyle, after these. LMFM. The 11 to 1 show. With a sharp knack for storytelling, my first guest has this unique ability to bring us on journeys across the world and often into other realms in her songs. Her music is best described as being gothic folk. She has these wonderfully beautiful melodies that contrast with quite dark lyrics. Critics have often noted, though, that she uses softness as a weapon. Following up from her critically acclaimed debut album, her second album is out now and she's embarking on a nationwide tour next month. However, audiences in Dundalk can catch her tonight as she joins experimental folk singer Joshua Burnside in the next of the Collide series of gigs, which is brought to us by Antón Arts Centre and the Spirit Store in Dundalk. I'm delighted to be joined now in studio by the wonderful singer-songwriter Sophie Coyle. You're very welcome. How are you getting on?
Thank you, Sinead. Non great.
I can't believe this is our first time meeting. This is tragic. I'm delighted that you're here, though. I mean, better late than never, Sophie. But tell us, you're from Galway initially. How did you end up in the wee county of Louth? Was it love or what happened there now?
Well, eventually it was love that captured me and held me in Dundalk. I moved up here from Dublin where I was had finished my studies. And a friend had started a music course in Dundalk. She was just saying it's a great spot. So she kind of coaxed me up to stay, give it a try. And I fell in love with it, I have to say. Yeah, it's been an absolutely brilliant place. I love living in the wee county.
Yes, yeah. It does. And for you that loves myths and legends and folklore, yeah. This is a perfect spot for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, strangely enough, I have heritage here too in Drogheda. Yeah. My mother's grandfather was a doctor on Lawrence Street. He was Dr. Bradley. So there's connections.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is going way back, but yeah.
People will remember Dr. Bradley. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they will. They will absolutely remember him. And, you know, we were talking about this just in the ad break there, that your music is very much rooted in place. There's a sense of place, I think, with regards to a lot of it. And definitely this next album, this second album, because I think it was this trip to, say, to America that just kind of firmly inspired this absolutely just so different sounding music in this second album. So tell us about the trip. Was it before the pandemic?
It was way before the pandemic. It was sort of after I'd finished college. So we're actually talking the year of the big tsunami, if you remember.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a good while back. I was full of beans and ready to explore the world, and my friend just said, will we go traveling for a year, which was that's all the invitation I needed. And we headed over to, started off in Brazil, and I spent 7 months over in South America, so I got a good long time to kind of travel around and see lots of the different countries. And just the music there is incredible. You can't get away from it. Everybody's singing it and playing music and dancing. And I mean, you know, they have ordinary lives as well. But
they don't just dance around all day long. Yeah, but like you say, like, so 7 months. So was it a culture shock initially, like a wonderful culture shock? Or was there aspects where you were like, oh God, this is a bit so different?
Yeah, well, I had lived abroad. I studied in Italy for a year.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, the language difference was a little bit hard at the beginning, but then you got over that. And I think just after that, when you come from Ireland and see that sort of sunshine and colour and the heat and everything, you just fall in love with it. I suppose parts of South America are kind of European in a way too. They'd have that influence. So we went into Argentina, which has quite a European influence, but Bolivia was the country I really fell in love with, for being so different, and these extremes of really cold, very, very high mountains right down to the jungle that just smells of like tea leaves. You know, it's yeah. just gorgeous. Yeah.
So was it all of this kind of cacophony of sound, colour, senses? Was it was all of this that sort of really influenced this second album then?
Yeah, completely, completely. Yeah. It kind of simmered away in me for years, just sort of distilling into, yeah, exactly sounds and colours and smells that just kept with me. One of the songs mentions red dust that literally came back in the creases of my clothes and the backpack I had. And it was like taking a bit of, you know, the country with me.
So what better way then to spend a lockdown where we can't move anywhere, but to go back there in your mind and through the music? Because this was recorded then in lockdown, yeah?
It was, yeah. And I had a chunk of the songs written already going into the studio. But over the lockdown, I wrote a few more. And actually, they're the livelier ones on the
album.
Yeah,
well, we needed a bit of that. Yeah, we
completely.
Did.
It was a definite reaction to the lockdown. So it was a good time to be recording, though,
yeah.
because you couldn't be gigging so much. We did, myself and my husband, who's a musician as well, we did a few online gigs and that. And but yeah, it was a great time to be recording. I think a lot of artists found that.
And you took your time as well, you see, because so often you don't get that sort of luxury of time. You know, you're under kind of budget constraints, studio time, scheduling, all that sort of stuff. So you have that sort of bit of breathing space, which is nice too.
It was great. Yeah. And I did receive some funding from Create Louth too, which was fantastic. So that kind of helped me bring in amazing artists like the Glass Quartet, who are local to Dundalk, but they're amazing musicians. It gave me time to sort of really think about what each of the tracks needed. And it's all the better for it, I think.
So tell me the name of it, because I'm only going to butcher it if I try and mention the name of this album.
Well, it's a Spanish word, because a few of the songs are in Spanish. It's called Cuentista, which means storyteller.
Which is you, really, because you do have this knack for storytelling. So I think one of the critics, actually, that I was looking up, I think it was on Breaking Tunes this morning, I was looking at this, and I think it probably describes it really well. There's an overall kind of feeling on the album of like a tango bar in that kind of moment between, you know, there's the loitering of people in the bar, but wanting to close day, close for the night. Is that the sort of...
And somebody sweeping around them.
Last orders. That's
absolutely it. That kind of nice sort of sleepy party-ish feeling. Yeah.
Like the lingering of the party.
After hours. Yeah.
Because this is the beautiful thing about your work. You do this fantastically well. I think this contrast of these like really gorgeous melodies. And then there's a darkness that weaves its way in to the lyrics. Is that something that you're preoccupied with a lot? This kind of light and dark, this contrast?
Well, yeah, it's funny. You're not the first to ask that. And it's not something I do consciously. But
yeah.
I do kind of understand that there is a balance of light and dark in the world and in us, and I think it's kind of important to bring that to the fore. Otherwise, I think you feel something's missing if something's too chirpy or even if something's too dark. You know, it's like there is a balance. So it comes out anyway.
And we mentioned fairy tales and folklore and that kind of thing. So when you were like, I mean, you strike me as maybe being somebody like as a child that was this kind of great daydreamer that never sort of lost that magic of kind of indulging in the imagination.
That's very intuitive. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A total daydreamer and loved stories and writing as a kid. I read loads. Songwriting is super because it kind of constrains you to a couple of verses, get your story across. So you have to be quite concise. But it's a lovely challenge, you know. That's what I love about songwriting is the storytelling, really. You know, I've tried to be more abstract or kind of factual but it always comes across as a story. Yeah.
And was that something like, because you sang obviously from a very early age. So what was it that sort of, I suppose, kick-started the singing, or like, did you grow up in a very musical household?
We were all learning kind of piano and that. My mother was really into classical music and part of Music for Galway, who put on lovely classical concerts in Galway. So it was definitely, we were encouraged in music. But the songwriting, I think coming from a family of six kids, it was sort of my way of finding my voice in yes. that. I was one of the youngest of six. And just, yeah, just that lovely feeling of singing at the top of your voice is great. I think everybody found that during the lockdown too, that when you weren't allowed to sing with other people, yeah. you kind of missed that.
Yeah.
You know? And just that love, even just using your lungs in that way is incredible.
Oh, it's great for the mind.
Yeah, it's great for everything. It's yeah. totally like, yeah. So I might kind of strain off topic, but yeah.
We love straying off topic, Sophie. That's what happens on this show. This is where the beauty or the nuggets of information comes out. Yeah. But that's, I can see that. I can see that need to kind of, you know, make your presence known in this way growing up. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I joined a choir when I was 16, which was, I suppose, kind of unusual for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
It was a big choir in Galway, mostly of older kind of men and women. A choir of 80 people, but it transformed my life. And just to sing in a big group of people is a gorgeous thing. I'd recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
And it makes me sad when people say, oh, I can't sing, you know, or if people get put off in life about, being told they can't sing. Never listen to that. Just do it. You know, absolutely. You'll find your way to do it. I think it's really important.
Fantastic. Now, speaking of singing, you are going to perform something for us. Tell us about this song that you're going to perform.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's called Honey Coloured Loving.
Interesting fact that I found out this morning. You have some very special guests on that track, don't you?
Yes, I have.
Not just the musicians, some people very personal to you are in the background
in that background,
track.
Yes. Yeah. So my family, my kids, Rose, Oisín and Dermot, and my husband. So they're all chattering away in the background. Yeah.
I love it. It's bringing like the actual reality of life into the album, yeah. which is brilliant.
And it's my daughter Rose's 8th birthday today. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, if she's listening in, yeah. big happy birthday, Rose, to you. And Mama's going to play this fantastic song just for you now.
Thank you. Okay.
Take it away whenever you're ready.
Bum-ba-dum, bum-bum-ba. Ever since your love came and hit me right out of the blue, my world has turned askew. Love tips you up a bit, who knew, and it keeps you skipping like a kangaroo. You give me feelings of such completeness. I'm always savoring your sweetness. Honey-colored loving coming out of you. I see happiness come into view. Never thought that I'd fall for somebody quite as hard as this. Smack bang into a state of bliss. And all it took was one sweet kiss to tip me gently off the precipice. You give me feelings of such completeness. I'm always savoring your sweetness. Honey-colored loving coming out of you. I see happiness come into view. Dizzy head, I think I should go to bed, but there's still too much left to be said. Dizzy head, probably won't go to bed, 'cause there's still too much left to be you. Give me feelings of such completeness. I'm always savoring your sweetness. Honey-colored loving coming out of you. I see happiness come into view. Happiness comes into view. Bum 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 ba bum bum bum. Bum bum ba bum ba bum. Ba bum 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 bum.
Oh, I love it. There's a bit of a Regina Spektor vibe in there as well, which I absolutely love. Absolutely class. Really, really is brilliant. Now, you are going to be performing tonight. Very special gig. This is part of the Collide series that Anton and the Spirit Store are working together since the start of the year. So this is the final gig tonight that you're performing, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, really looking forward to it. Playing with Joshua Burnside and... That's right. This is the fourth in the series. And these gigs were put on to kind of encourage people out and make use of the late opening hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's run by Anton Art Centre and their wonderful team in collaboration with the Spirit Store. So it's on, yeah, tonight, Spirit Store. And we'll be on at 10. So it's kind of unusually late, but that's it. It's part of
we're on a bank holiday, run into a bank holiday weekend. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And for people that want tickets, there's tickets still available. You can check it out on thon.ie. But you're heading off on a nationwide tour as well, aren't you?
This is right. Yes. Yeah. So my album is coming out on the 12th of April, and we're starting off in the Bello Bar in Dublin, in Portobello. And the following night we'll be in the Spirit Store on the 13th. And then we are going to Galway we'll be in the Roisin Dove, in their top bar.
Great, great venue.
Yeah, it's great. I'm just really looking forward to going to these places. That'll be the 18th of April. And then our last one for the moment is in Belfast in the American Bar.
Oh, very good.
Which I haven't played in yet, but looking forward to it.
Another great spot. I've been there as well. Absolutely fantastic. Well, listen, best of luck with the album and with the gigs and everything.
I can mention that it's for pre-order on Bandcamp at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, Bandcamp. People can get the album as well, and people can get tickets and all the rest of it as well. And for tonight on thon.ie. Sophie, thank you so much.
Thanks a million,
for putting a big smile on my face with that song as well. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
The 11 to 1 show.
We are going back in time to the 1970s today.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 77455.
On this day in 1970, Vince Vaughn, American actor, he was born. Happy birthday to him. And today is Black Forest Gatto Day. Yeah, filled with rich layers, usually four, of chocolate sponge cake, mortared together with a flavourful whipped cream and a delicious assortment of cherries, frosted and topped with more of the same. Apparently, it first appeared in 1915, that cake. So it's going back quite a while. The Black Forest Gatto cake.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda, Dundalk and new Navan showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
On the way, I've got tickets to see Curtis Stigers for you up for grabs. But first, here's George Ezra. George Ezra, Shotgun and LMFM's 11 to 1. Sinead Brazel here with you. And it is competition time. Yes. So you have a chance to win tickets to the award-winning songwriter, singer-songwriter, musician, just legend, Curtis Stigers. He's going to be bringing his soulful voice to Solstice Theatre on Friday the 5th of April for an evening of hits, including You're All That Matters to Me. What a great song. I Wonder Why and Never Saw a Miracle. All you have to do to win is tell me, besides being an excellent singer, Curtis Stigers plays what really well? Is it a saxophone, or is it B, a trumpet? What does he play? Answers to 086 1800 658. Is it a saxophone, or B, a trumpet? 086 1800 658. And you could be going along to see the brilliant Curtis Stigers in Solstice Arts Centre on Friday, 5th of April. Now, speaking of celebs and major celebs, what are they up to? It's time to check in with The Buzz.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Max. Oscar winners Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain go head-to-head with each other in the new film Mother's Instinct, which is out in cinemas now. Anne told us how being besties in real life helped, but also made things tricky.
It's really hard to watch someone you love in pain and be playing a character who is part of the reason why they're in pain. If we ever did anything to each other, we would drop everything immediately to settle it. So I just feel like we're very lucky that we get to have this real relationship and that they were not as lucky.
Pierce Brosnan has given Aaron Taylor-Johnson his blessing to be the next James Bond. He said that Aaron has the chops, the talent and the charisma to play Bond and that he'd definitely tip his hat to him. Maya Rudolph and Jimmy Fallon looks back on Will Ferrell's outrageous characters that he played during SNL pitch meetings.
We weren't distracted. We were always with each other.
You know, texting
that
existed.
Yeah, we were just playing all the time.
It was actually the most fun at camp.
Yeah.
And it just got, it got to so many levels of craziness. Remember Will's character that he...
talking about Chip Kudrow or Ron?
Chip. I think it was Chip Kudrow.
Will Ferrell had a character named Chip Kudrow who would just show up at our pitch meetings.
And he would come and he would...
He was Lisa Kudrow's brother, let's be clear.
That's what he kept saying. But he would... Was he the one that wore the referee shirt?
Oh, maybe. I don't know if he wore overalls or a referee shirt.
Or was that Ron?
Ron would just say, I'm Ron.
That's The Buzz. I'm Max.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Ah, you gotta love Will Ferrell. Now getting back to the music, here's UB40. There's UB40, I Got You Babe. Oh, it's starting, like, the tension already in the studio because we have Jamie Skelton with us. You might recall he did an absolutely phenomenal audition on Ireland's Got Talent, blew all of the judges away, and he is now just really exploded in terms of his popularity around weddings particularly as well. He's gotten a couple of awards. We're going to meet him. He's going to do a magic trick. We've already started the process of the magic trick. We'll tell you all about it after these.
The 11 to 1 show.
My next guest has been mesmerised by magic from a very young age, and after receiving a magic set for Christmas, he embarked on this hobby with great enthusiasm. After a lot of practice, he started performing small shows, but then he decided to go on Ireland's Got Talent and he wowed all three of the judges. Now he's performing for huge audiences as one of Ireland's leading young magicians, mentalists and MCs, and he's carving out an outstanding reputation and award-winning act, because in the past year he's been awarded not one but two wedding industry awards, one which was presented to him by Mr. Keith Barry, no less, and he's been crowned Wedding Entertainer of the Year for the third year in a row. I'm delighted to have him in studio. Magician Jamie Skelton is with us. Not Skeleton.
Not Skeleton, as Jason Byrne famously called me on Ireland's Got Talent. Everyone thinks Skeleton is my stage name, but it's Jamie Skelton. Very easy mistake to make, though.
So now, before we just have a little chat, we did kind of start a little bit of the process of one of these tricks. Just tell them what we've done so far.
Yeah, so normally what I do as a magician and a mentalist is I try and read your mind, quote unquote. Now, obviously I can't read your mind, but I like to make assumptions about people. So when I came in here, I just simply asked you to think of a friend of yours. Now, you haven't told me anything, you haven't been...
No, no.
Any hints? This is literally the first everyone's kind of heard of it. So it's very important you don't give away who this person is or give me any clues whatsoever. And maybe later on in the interview, I'm going to try and work out who this person is.
Yes, and I've written it down. So Jamie has given me a pad here on a little clipboard. It's very cute. And I've written down this person's name. Okay, so it's here beside me. He hasn't touched it since. He hasn't looked at it. None of that. Okay, so just so we know.
It's all fair and square.
It's all fair and square. So Jamie, the love of magic goes way, way back to very, 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 very young Jamie. Tell us about sort of the first experience with magic.
Yeah, well, look, every child kind of gets a magic set, you know, for their birthday, for Christmas. And I was actually very lucky in that my uncle Joe Daly, who I believe you've had on the show a number of times, fantastic magician, he kind of got me into the business. So it kind of runs in the family. So he, at the time, was doing children's birthday parties. And he used to do my birthday parties. And of course, I just fell in love with magic. And then my dad, Jerry, taught me my very first card trick. And that kind of blew me away. So that kind of introduced my love of card magic and sleight of hand. And of course, Joe showed me ropes with the business side of it. So yeah, I've been doing magic since I'd say I was about 5 years old. Professionally, I did my first show when I was 14.
Wow.
And since then, I've done it as a career. So I like to say that's been my only job ever.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But you did do the wise thing that every Irish parent wants their kids to do. You did go and do college.
I did.
And complete the education and get the, just to have it in the back pocket just in case.
Exactly, just in case the magic didn't work out. And look, that's the kind of contract I made with my parents, which is very fair. They said, look, if you want to do this as a career, that's more than fine. But you know yourself, just maybe go to college, get a degree behind you just in case. And I'm very glad I did that, because college, you know, I made a lot of great friends out of it. And I studied marketing in DIT, Angel Street, which is now TUD. And that's definitely helped my business from, you know, stuff like web design to marketing myself. So it was very useful, actually.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. Yeah. Absolutely. So how did you make it onto the Ireland's Got Talent stage?
Ireland's Got Talent. So, yeah, I was contacted by one of the producers. Obviously, before that, I'd never really done any TV. And I was always kind of wary about doing TV and I never really got the opportunity to do it. But I got contacted by a producer and I said, absolutely, I'd love to do this. Because obviously Britain's Got Talent and America's Got Talent is such a huge show and everyone knows the Got Talent brand around the globe. So I just jumped at the first opportunity. I went in, did an audition. The judges loved it. And then I went and did the main proper audition, which you saw on TV for Louis Walsh and the rest of the guys there. And it was great. It was really good fun. Did really well out of it. I got a viral clip, got about 6 million views online. And that just kind of helped launch my name. And I got a lot of, you know, corporate work and weddings off the back of it.
Yeah. And it's the showmanship as well, isn't it? It's not just, okay, the tricks are absolutely amazing. But if you walked out there like a real dull kind of person, it's not.
Yeah.
It's
you not have to work. Make them like you. It's like any performance. If the crowd don't like it, they're not going to like what you do. So, you know, obviously I tried to come across nice and friendly with the judges and I didn't want to come across as a cheesy magician. Mm. And, you know, I think, if I do say so myself, did a pretty good job.
You
with
did.
Them.
You nailed it, yeah.
And, you know, the kind of stuff I do close at magic, obviously you're on a big stage in front of hundreds of people, so you kind of have to make that big. Even though I was just doing a simple card trick, I had to make my performance quite big for the entire theatre in the Helix. So yeah, it was great fun.
Yeah, because that is the challenge, because you do, you know, you do an awful lot of work where you're going around guests at weddings, but then you do the big corporate things. So
yeah.
I presume you have to scale down the tricks, or you have to kind of, you know, adapt the act as you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when I'm doing weddings, a lot of the time I'm performing at a drinks reception or around a tables during the dinner, and that would be close at magic, so right under your nose, in your face, and that's really intimate and fun, so there's no room for error. You know, people are watching your hands. But then a lot of times at weddings I'm also on stage. Sometimes I MC weddings as well.
Oh, amazing.
So I perform for the entire room, and obviously you have to play that a bit bigger, so I would do some comedy mind reading. And then of course when I'm presenting, you know, MCing award nights or performing for large corporate events in Google or Microsoft, you're on stage, you know, you have to be big. Now it's not that I'm sawing people in half in boxes. I don't do big illusions, but you know, I have a clipboard, a pad of paper, and I'm really reading the audience's mind and asking people to think of things and trying to tell them what they're thinking of in a unique and interesting way.
And like when you're doing the weddings, like the great thing about that is, right, okay, you have the bride and groom and you have all their pals, but then you have Nana and you have great auntie Melissa who's in the corner there asleep or whatever it is. Like, so do they give you a different experience each time?
Yeah, well, that generation obviously is kind of coming from the Paul Daniels, you know, age of magic. So their view of magic would be quite different to our view of magic, because we would have grown up with Dynamo and David Blaine and it's quite cool and street and modern. Whereas they think magician, they think Tommy Cooper, this guy's going to start pulling out hankies out of a hat. So when I am performing for, as you said, Nanny and Gaga, I do have to, you know, kind of perform maybe some lighter piece of magic, like a trick with maybe sponge balls or a very simple card trick, something that they'd be used to seeing Paul Daniels do back in the day. I'm not going to ask, you know, them to whip out their iPhone and start Googling things, because it might get a bit tricky then. But no, I love performing for all age groups. I started out as a children's entertainer and that helped me turn into the performer I am today. That was great. So yeah, my show's kind of an act is suitable for all ages.
Okay, so you're going to do a trick for us now. Talk to me through what we're going to do now.
Okay, we'll do something very simple first of all. So again, we have not pre-arranged anything.
No,
is that
I have
correct?
No idea what's going to happen.
Perfect, just like we rehearsed. So here's what we're going to do. I have my iPhone here. You can see it. I'm going to ask you to just clear your mind.
Okay.
That was quick. And I want you to think of a number between 1 and 100. So just get a random number in your head. You can change your mind as much as you want, but it's important that this feels right.
Yeah.
You have a number, Shane. Mm. For the first time, tell everybody listening at home, what number are you thinking of?
53.
You don't want to change?
No, no.
I'm going to show you something. You know, in your phone, we all have these, our notes app. You know, in your notes app, you keep lists of movie recommendations, books I have to read. Can you click into my notes app there? You take my phone.
Okay, where's the...
The yellow and white app. See notes?
Yeah, I see it there.
And you see there's a list at the top. What does that list say, or what's it called?
It says production for LMFM.
Prediction for LMFM.
Prediction, sorry, prediction.
Click into that.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is 1 to 100 numbers there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And each number says what beside it?
It says, please don't pick this number.
With
and
a large
a red X.
X
on it. Yeah.
Go down to 53 and tell everybody, what does number 53 say?
Stop the lights. Sinead will pick this number. Oh my God. Okay, so the phone.
Pass that back. I'm going to show your camera here so they can see
camera.
It as well. Show it to
the
camera. And
me.
Had you changed your mind and picked 40 or 54 or even 52, that would have went horribly wrong. So I'm glad you picked 53.
No. Wow, that is pretty incredible. So you've done this earlier on today.
I was talking to you earlier on, I might have influenced you somehow to pick 53. But you can't remember. It's not like I said, hey, Sinead, pick 53.
Yeah,
that felt like a natural choice, right?
Yeah, totally did. Yeah.
Will we try this with your friend now?
Yeah.
So I asked you to think of a friend of yours, okay? Now, there's no possible way I can know who you're thinking of right now.
No.
But I just want you to picture what this person looks like. So just imagine they were sat here right in front of you. Now, people can't see it as a home, but your lips straight away conceal shut, and that normally tells me that the name starts with an M. It's kind of like an M kind of sound. Would that be right?
Yes. Yeah?
And so it does start with a... And is this a female friend you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is going to sound very strange, okay? Now, look, my hands are empty. I'll show the camera. Nothing in my hands. Inside my pocket here, in my suit, I have my wallet, okay? Now, inside my wallet, obviously, I keep business cards. I hand these out at events. But do you see there's a zipper compartment there?
Yeah.
Now, that is sealed shut, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to unzip this. And inside here is another prediction, Sinead. It's a little business card. I don't even want to touch it.
Okay.
Could you take that out and read out loud what it says on the other side?
If this... I'm going to absolutely freak out. Stop. No. It couldn't. I can't.
Tell everybody. Who were you thinking of?
So I was thinking of my friend Mary Claire. Mary Claire, if you're listening, this is very freaky. And this card says, tell Mary Claire I said hello. Like, I mean, Mary Claire, first of all, that name is not something that's...
Yeah, it's not your everyday name. And there's a fada. Did you spell it with a fada as well?
No. I don't normally, but that could be... Do you know what it is?
It could be a little dot.
Do you know what that is, actually? What you've just said there, the fada thing. I sometimes, when I do the dot, it can look like a fada.
Yeah, I was getting kind of an Irishy kind of name, like Mary Claire. Yeah. And where is she right now, out of interest? Do you know?
I'd say she's in Dundalk.
Well, that's what you think. She's closing the thing. Have a look at the door. I'm joking. She's not actually here, but... Sorry. That would have been amazing, though. That would have been amazing.
You should
have seen the look at her face. She was shocked. Sorry about that. I'll let you keep that card, though. You can show that to her.
That's amazing. Oh, my goodness me. That is so, so good. Someone said, didn't take long to clear your mind. No, it didn't. It didn't, John.
Sorry, corny joke. Corny joke.
Let's get back to talking about something for a second. So, like, what inspires something like this? Like, where do you conjure these things up? Like, without revealing your secrets, but like, you know, what kind of inspires a trick or an act?
Yeah, well, look, there's singers and songwriters. You know, there's people out there who write songs, they write music, and, you know, they would maybe sell that to an artist like Taylor Swift who would sing the song. So I would say I'm more of a singer. I would like to say I'm a somewhat decent performer. And I'm quite creative, but a lot of times it's very hard to come up with these secrets and effects. So there's really good magicians out there who actually make a living off creating secrets and ideas and designing illusions, and that's a whole industry. And, you know, not to say I just buy it, but you can kind of learn secrets from other magicians, and then the important thing is to take it and make it your own. So sometimes I might talk to another magician, we might come up with an effect together. Sometimes I might purchase a secret or an illusion, or the odd time I might come up with my own little trick as well. So inspiration kind of comes from everywhere. You could be watching a movie, like a superhero film or something like that, and say, hey, that's actually a pretty cool idea. What would, like, X-Men, Professor X reads people's minds. How can I do something like that? So creativity can kind of come from everywhere.
And does it take you long, like the whole process, like to come up with the act?
Yeah, well, look, I try and work in something for months, if not years before I do it for everybody. So, like, you know, sleight of hand magic, card magic, I've been doing that since I was like 6 years old. So, you know, when you saw 6-year-old Jamie, my hands were shaking, I was dropping cards everywhere. Yeah. Whereas now, you know, I've worked it hundreds of thousands of times all over gigs all over Ireland, and I'm very confident with now. So it does take a couple of months to get very confident and, you know, to work on a trick, to work on an effect before you're happy to to do it live, you know.
So you mentioned, you know, the obviously the family connections with magic, but was there other magicians kind of out there that you followed and just wanted to copy and be as big and as famous?
Yeah, well, obviously, look, Keith Barry, I have to say, Keith, you know, he's kind of one of the most...
Anytime I see him coming, I just...
Yeah, he's scary.
I run the other way a little bit because he's spooky.
He's a great guy. And look, he paved the way for a lot of magicians here in Ireland, you know. So I have to give kudos to Keith. And it was great to receive an award off him recently.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a passing down the torch moment. And I've met him once or twice casually, you know, but to have him hand an award over to you was pretty cool. And yeah, look, obviously my uncle is a big inspiration. My dad, as I said, you know, teach my first card trick. But people like Darren Brown as well over in the UK and David Blaine, you know, I was a kid of the 90s. So David Blaine, that's just what I assumed magic was. You're going up to people on the street in a t-shirt and jeans and doing card tricks. Whereas, you know, the Paul Daniels era was more on stage, shiny shoes, you know, top hat and all that. So I think I'd like to mix both together. I'm not too, you know, funky. I'm not wearing t-shirts all the time. I do dress in a nice suit. But I'm also performing very modern magic, you know, with technology like phones and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there like an ultimate dream gig that you'd love to perform?
Is there a dream gig? Well, actually, this is kind of secret news, so I'll give you a little exclusive here. But I am doing a very cool performance at the Royal Variety after performance this year over in London in the Natural History Museum. So that's a pretty big gig. A lot of celebs there, a lot of rubbing shoulders. So that is has been one of a dream of mine as well, you know, because obviously the Royal Variety performance every year is such a huge event on TV. I've never really had my sights set on Vegas. That would be pretty cool, but just, I don't know, it never really appealed to me. Look, at the end of the day, my dream is to just be happy. And if I can just do magic to people like yourself and make them smile and make them laugh, that's, you know, that's my dream come true.
Make them astonished.
And make them astonished or slightly scared of me as well. That's also good. It's a good result.
So you do have one final trick for us, don't you?
One final little trick, yeah. So before I came in here today, I took this deck of cards and I shuffled it up and I went through the deck and I took a card and I turned it upside down, okay? Mm. So there is only one card upside down in this deck. Now there is 52 cards in the deck. I've taken out the jokers. I want you to try and work out what this card is. So I'm going to make you the mind reader. You're going to read my mind. Okay,
if this
doesn't work, no pressure. We'll just edit it out. This isn't live, right? Okay, here we go. So deck of cards in front of you. I'm not going to touch it. So first of all, it's either going to be red or black. Sinead, what do you think? Red or black?
Ooh. Black.
Black. Okay, interesting choice. If it's black, it's either going to be a spade or it's going to be a club. What do you think? Spade or club?
I feel like I'm getting a club vibe off.
Club vibe, excellent. Okay, I won't ask why. And it's either going to be a number card or a picture card. Now, the pictures are the jacks, the queens, and the kings, and the numbers are the numbers. What do you think, Jack? Or sorry, picture or number card?
I'm gonna go picture. Yeah.
So it's either the jack, queen, or king of clubs. One of those cards is upside down the deck. What do you think?
Okay. Maybe it is. You're flitting around your mind here. Maybe it's the jack.
The jack of clubs. Okay, yeah. Now look, I don't normally do this, but I'm quite confident in you. If you want, you could stick with the jack of clubs.
Okay.
Or you could change your mind and pick a completely different card in the deck. It could be a red card if you want. Or you could stick with the jack. What are you going to do? Now, most people never change their mind, but you can if you'd like.
I'm going to change my mind because I feel a bit
crap.
Mischievous.
Okay, what are you going to change?
Okay, so let's go for a red card.
A red card, okay.
And let's go for like a queen.
Queen of
Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. I'm going to do this very slowly. Will you confirm for everybody listening? I'm taking out the cards in the box. You can see all the cards. I'm going to spread through them in my hands. And there is one card I left face up at the very end of this deck. There's only one card face up. If that is the Queen of Hearts, even though I'm going to be freaked out, turn it over.
And time for the big reveal. It's Queen of Hearts! Of course it is!
What?
And I changed my mind.
Like, thank God you did. I would have to leave.
That is absolutely astounding. It really is.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness me, Jamie. How can people reach out to you if they, because you're flat out, you're booked up, but how can people book you for weddings, that kind of stuff?
The easiest way, if they just think of me, I'll call them. But if the telepathy doesn't work, they can go to my website, jamieskelton.ie. That is jamieskelton.ie. They can book me for weddings, private events, corporate parties, and if I'm, I throw out my Instagram as well. It's Dublin and Magician if they want to check me out there. And I'm going to share a picture of that business card for anyone who doesn't believe us.
Yeah,
and we have it on your
naysayers,
camera as well.
Any naysayers. We've recorded this. It's going to be on Facebook and social media a little bit later on. Jamie, thank you so much. What an absolutely fantastic time we've had. Thank you so much for
joining
us.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Sinead.
The 11 to 1 show.
Weather grinds farmers to a halt. For more in your Irish Farmers Journal.
There's the script for the first time. Now we've got Curtis Steiger's tickets up for grabs for you. But first I want to just let you know that Carrickmacross Vintage Club are holding their annual Easter run. It's happening this bank holiday Monday and it's going to leave Lower Main Street at 12 noon. The entry fee is €20. All vehicles are welcome to participate and all proceeds are going to the local Carrickmacross Cancer and Autism charities. And for more information you can call in there to Joe Cunningham's pub. So that's happening at 12 noon on the Easter bank holiday Monday.
LMFM Job Search, brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb Ireland. Choose your own adventure and choose a career with Bristol Myers Squibb Ireland at careers.bms.com/IE.
Dooley's Restaurant require a chef de partie to work in a busy, fast-paced kitchen and be a great team player. You can send your CV to accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. They are also on the lookout for a senior bar person to work in a busy bar environment and carry out all food, beverage duties in a diligent manner. And the email for your CV is accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. And Dooley's Restaurant require senior waiting staff as well to work in a busy restaurant with a minimum of 3 years' experience in a restaurant environment. To apply, you can email your CV to accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. EV Power Ireland require a qualified electrician based in Mead specialising in the installation of electric car chargers. You can email your CV to info@evpowerireland.ie. A nurse is required for one-person home care in Clondalkin area. 3 to 5 year Irish hospital experience in respiratory ward, ICU, HDU, CCU needed. It's €45 per hour with public holiday premium. It needs to be an NBI registered nurse. Expressions of interest with CV to recruitment at Mishnach Healthcare. So that's misnachhealthcare.ie. And Oriel Auto Specialists Limited Dundalk have vacancies for qualified panel beaters. To apply, you can email your CV to accounts@orielauto.ie. Don't forget, all the details of those jobs can be found on our local job section on lmfm.ie.
LMFM Job Search.
Yes, it's competition time. I want to give you tickets to the award-winning singer-songwriter Curtis Steiger's. He's bringing his soulful voice to the Solstice Theatre on Friday the 5th of April for an evening of hits including You're All That Matters to Me, I Wonder Why and Never Saw a Miracle. Now, all you have to do is tell me, besides being an excellent singer, he also plays this really well. Is it a saxophone or is it a trumpet? Last call for the tickets on 086 1800 658. We're going to pick a winner for those very, very shortly.
The 11 to 1 show.
Teddy Swims, Lose Control in LMFM's 11 to 1. Want to say congratulations to David Toomey in Drogheda. It was, of course, the saxophone that I was looking for. So you are going along to that concert in the Solstice Arts Centre. And congratulations and enjoy. Do we have time for one? Ah, we have time for this. Here's Donna Summer. There's Donna Summer, I Feel Love. Guys, tomorrow, it's the last ever Sinead Brazel on 11 to 1 show. Now, look, because it's the last one, we're going to give you a bumper edition, okay? So join me from 10 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to be bringing you through some nice memories from the last 5 years on 11 to 1. We're going to have some crack as well with some guests. We're going to have Niall O'Brien with us. We're going to have Brian's Big Bangers as well. So we're going to go out with a bang tomorrow. Last ever 11 to 1, but from 10, okay? From 10 tomorrow. We'll join you then, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.
Listen back to the 11 to 1 show podcast on lmfm.ie or the LMFM app. LMFM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.